You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded lower as the index was down 70 points or 0.28% at 24,882.50, indicating a negative start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 closed the session 1.25 points or 0.01% higher to settle at 24,836, while the BSE Sensex rose 23 points or 0.03% to close at 81,355.84. The stocks to keep an eye out on today include Tata Steel, Bharti Airtel, HPCL, ACC, RVNL, Arvind Limited, J&K Bank, Colgate-Palmolive, and Kansai Nerolac Paints. Up next, the government is holding consultations with the industry as it prepares to issue guidelines over the implementation of the newly announced internship scheme under Budget 2024, official sources said. For providing internships to about 10 million youth over the next 5 years, the government is likely to select top 500 companies on the basis of market capitalization, sources said. Essentially, if 10 million youths are to be given internships in 500 companies, each company would have to accommodate 20,000 interns over 5 years, or 4,000 interns per year. Many experts and academicians say this is a high number for these companies. Meanwhile, on the implementation of labor codes, official sources said that the Labor Ministry is currently holding consultations with the labor unions. Moving on, the government is likely to table the Companies Amendment Bill 2024 in Parliament in the current session, as it aims to streamline corporate operations and enhance governance norms, official sources told Financial Express. The amendments are likely to touch upon easing the borrowing process of listed companies, incorporate a mechanism to enable courts to enforce a compromise or arrangement for dissenting creditors, streamline auditing process of companies, and relax the procedure of shifting registered offices among states. There is also a plan to finalize a stricter governance framework for large unlisted firms, especially in the backdrop of alleged irregularities at firms like Byju's. The Corporate Affairs Ministry had, for the first time, allowed companies to hold AGMs and EGMs virtually in 2020, in the backdrop of COVID-19 pandemic. In another development, ride-hailing platform Rapido has become the largest unicorn by raising $120 million in primary capital from its existing investor, Westbridge Capital, at a post-money valuation of $1 billion. The company was last valued at $825 million after its $180 million funding in April 2022. The startup has thus become the fourth unicorn this calendar year after Perfios, Ola's GenAI platform, CrewTrim, and Porter. In 2023, there were only two unicorns, Zepto and Incred Finance. According to sources, Rapido is likely to raise another $20 million from global investors. Rapido's total funding now stands at $329 million, with previous investors including Swiggy, Nexus Ventures Partners, and Integrated Capital. Notably, Swiggy has not participated in the latest funding round. Meanwhile, Vietnamese electric car maker VinFast is confident that it will continue to receive support from the Indian government with regard to its investments in the country. In an email interaction with Financial Express, Chief Executive Officer Pham San Chau didn't specifically comment whether the company will be participating in the new EV policy announced by the government in March. However, he said that the company feels encouraged by the commitment of the Indian government towards development of EVs in the country. Under the EV policy, the import duty has been brought down to 15% on vehicles priced $35,000 and above for a 5-year period, subject to manufacturers setting up manufacturing facilities in the country within a 3-year period. In other news, in the past 9 years, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has completed 8.5 million houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, PMAYU. The Minister of State at Mahua, Tokhan Sahu, told the Rajya Sabha today. The minister also informed that out of the Rs. 2 trillion financial assistance sanctioned by the centre under the PMAYU scheme, Rs. 1.64 trillion has already been disbursed. Despite the significant progress made under the PMAYU, experts say that there's still an acute shortage of urban housing. In a recent report, Knight Frank and CII said that rapid urbanization has exacerbated India's housing deficit, particularly affecting affordable housing options for lower-income groups. Lastly, Serentica Renewables, part of Vedanta Group, plans to add close to 2 gigawatt capacity in FY25, with its capex target set at Rs. 15,000 crore for the fiscal year. The company currently has 4 gigawatt capacity under construction and aims to sign power purchase agreements for another 4 gigawatt capacity in the next 2 quarters. CEO Akshay Hiranandani told Financial Express, Serentica is seeking a tie-up for an energy storage project and intends to enter the green hydrogen segment in some time, with Rs. 5,000 crore to be arranged from a private equity investor and around Rs. 18,000 to 20,000 crore by way of bank debt. The company is confident of financing Rs. 25,000 crore capex for the 4 gigawatt capacity under execution. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.